name is Donald White. You see, I stand before you all. I was judged by you, a murderer. The hangman's knot must fall. I will die upon the gallows pole when the moon is bright and clear. And these are my final words that you will ever hear. If I had some education to give me a decent start, I'm not even a doctor or a master in the art. But I used my hands for stealing when I was very young. And they locked me down in jailhouse cells, that's how my life began. Oh, the inmates and the prisoners, I found they were my kind. It was there inside the bars I found my peace of mind. But the jails, they were too crowded, institutions overflowed. So they set me loose to walk upon life's very tangled road. And there's danger on the ocean where the salt sea waves split high. There's danger on the battlefield where the shells and bullets fly. And there's danger in this open world where men fight to be free. And for me, the greatest danger was in society. So I ask them to send me back to the institution home. But they said they were too crowded for me, they had no room. I got down on my knees and begged, oh please put me away. But they would not listen to my plea or nothing I would say. And so it was on Christmas Eve in the year of 59. It was on that night I killed a man I did not try to hide. The jury found me guilty and I don't disagree. For I knew that it would happen if I wasn't put away. But I'm glad I've had no parents to care for me and cry. For now they will never know the horrible death that I died. And I'm also glad I've had no friends to see me in disgrace. For they'll never see that hangman's hood wrap around my face. Farewell to the old north woods of which I used to roam. Farewell to the crowded bars of which has been my home. Farewell to all you people that think the worst of me. I guess you'll feel much better when I'm on that hanging tree. But there's just one more question before they kill me dead. I'm wondering just how much to you I really said. Concerning all the boys that walk a road just like me. Are they enemies or victims of your society?
You should all remember well. They
color of his skin was black, and his name was Emmett Till. Some men they dragged him to a barn, and there they beat him up. They said they had a reason, but I just remember what. They tortured him and did some things too evil to repeat. There was screaming sounds inside the barn, there was laughing sounds out on the street. Then they rolled his body down a gulf amidst a blood red rain, and they threw him in the waters wide to cease his screaming pain. The reason that they killed him there, and I'm sure it ain't no lie, was just for the fun of killing him and to slowly watch him die. And then to stop the United States of yelling for a trial, two brothers, they confessed that they had killed poor Emmett Till. But on the jury, there were men who helped the brothers commit this awful crime. And so this trial was a mockery, but nobody seemed to mind. I saw the morning papers, but I could not bear to see the smiling brothers walking down the courthouse stairs. For the jury found them innocent, and the brothers, they went free. While Emmett's body floats afoam of a Jim Crow southern sea. If you can't speak out against this kind of thing, the crime that's so unjust, your eyes are filled with dead man's dirt, and your mind is filled with dust. Your arms and legs, they must be in shackles and chains, and your blood, it must refuse to flow for you to let this human race fall down so god-awful low. This song is just a reminder to remind your fellow man that this kind of thing still lives today in that ghost road to Ku Klux Klan. But if all us folks that thinks alike, if we'd give all we could give, we'd make this great land of ours a greater place to live. How many roads must a man walk down before he is called a man? Wide dove sail before he sleeps in the sand? And how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blown in the wind. The answer is how many years can some people exist before more he can see the sky, and how many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry, and how many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died. The answer, my friend, is the Lord in the wind. The answer is blown in the wind.
Thank you, Bob Dylan, Gil Turner, Pete Seeger, Sis Cunningham, and myself, Israel Young.